Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll visit with the Minnesota National Guard's Chaplain Corps on our annual Chaplain's Christmas show. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
Chaplains play an important role in our armed forces. Whether our service members are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, or one of the hundreds of other faith traditions, our chaplain corps is ready to meet their spiritual needs. Embedded in units across the force, our chaplains advise our commanders and ensure the free exercise rights for all service members are upheld, including those who hold no faith tradition. Chaplain teams spiritually enlighten and rejuvenate us during good times and console and heal us during the bad. They have answered a higher calling to their faith and their fellow service members.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn serves as the Minnesota National Guard as the state chaplain and is responsible for advising the Adjutant General and senior leaders regarding religion, morals, and the morale of the force, and for managing the readiness, training, and equipping of the chaplain branch as they provide religious support to the 13,000 soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard and their families. And Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn is my co-host today. And Chaplain, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hi, Tom. Great to hear your voice. We haven't talked in quite some time. It's been a pretty amazing year, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share the microphone with you for what has become our annual show. I think this is the seventh time that we run the annual Chaplain's Christmas Show, Tom.
I believe that's correct, sir. And as you stated, 2020 has been one of those remarkable years that we don't want to repeat. But one thing is certain. Christmas rolls around about this time of year every year, and it's a very, very important holiday, and we're looking forward to talking to you about that at length throughout the show and hearing your prayers during this fourth segment.
Very much. You know, it is an important time of year for so many people, whether, you know, you're someone who celebrates Christmas or observes Hanukkah, the miracle of lights, or any kind of a cultural or family celebration. And I look forward to sharing about that in the fourth segment as we wrap up the show, kind of the connection and the science behind spirituality, resilience, and mental health. So, again, I'm grateful for the chance to be able to share that and to share this time with you on the show, Tom.
And Chaplain, one of the unique things that we'll learn today is as a Minnesota National Guard chaplain, you minister to all faiths. When your soldiers and your airmen are deployed and they're together in groups, you have to take care of everybody. I've heard stories over the years that you kind of enjoy doing that.
Very much so, because, you know, I've heard the famous quote, and I don't remember who it's attributed to, but no human being with breath in their lungs can escape the love of God. And in my calling as a chaplain, part of what I hope to do is to be, you know, the hands and feet of God's love, to validate, you know, the human dignity of every person I come across, regardless of their beliefs or their tradition. Because in my practice, you know, the two things that I strive for is to love God and to love the people that are around me. And so by his grace, I have the opportunity to do that in this job as a chaplain.
And sir, we're going to meet several of your chaplains, part of the Minnesota National Guard's Chaplain Corps. And joining us now is Chaplain Major Keith Beckwith. Chaplain Beckwith, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Sir, can you tell us how long you've been in the service and how long you've been part of the Chaplain's Corps?
I've been in part of the military service now for 32 years, and I've been part of the chaplain as a chaplain candidate and now as a chaplain since 2005.
And, sir, we're going to talk to Chaplain Captain Hickory Smith in the third segment, but you're filling in for him as the full-time operations chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard while he's deployed to Africa.
Yeah, we're swapping seats. It's a neat experience.
So while he's over there taking care of the soldiers, you're back here watching after the families. Is that how it works, sir?
Yeah, the operation chaplain has a number of responsibilities, but the number one is to make sure that the needs of our chaplains who are meeting the needs of our 13,000 airmen and soldiers are being attended to.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're celebrating the holiday today with our annual Chaplain's Holiday Show. And Chaplain Nguyen, we alluded to earlier, 2020 has been quite a year with the pandemic and with the social unrest, and there's been one of the busiest years the Minnesota National Guard's probably ever had.
It is, and Tom, the word unprecedented hardly begins to describe this year. And if you think about, for a large percentage of our force, we think about the 1st Brigade Combat Team in the Minnesota National Guard. Of course, everybody's busy. They've got their missions. They've got ongoing, demands. They've got the operational environment that they can't always completely control. So in addition to our two air wings and their enduring mission, we think about our 1st Brigade Combat Team. I remember talking to soldiers in late May as the Minnesota National Guard was activated in response to civil unrest resulting from the death of George Floyd. And these were soldiers that were up at Camp Ripley training and preparing to go across the country to the National Training Center. And they were tearing apart Connexes in the middle of the night to get the gear that they needed to respond. So it shows the agility and the responsiveness of our teams. This was after already having been through a warfighter exercise, an exercise in Texas we call XCTC, a significant training event the summer before, and they're getting ready to go to NTC and do a rotation in the desert. Any of those are challenging, but in addition, they had this mission and they performed their duty with absolutely a flawless execution, and we're just so tremendously proud of them.
And Chaplain Beckwith, you've had a busy year. We've had, of course, the federal deployments, but then we've had many, many state deployments to help with the civil unrest and to help with the COVID, deliver materials around. And now you've got soldiers and airmen out there at the homes helping out there. And they're also providing COVID testing. How are our troops doing, sir?
That's a great question, and I'm really glad that we have a chance to talk about this. In the grand scheme of things, our soldiers and airmen are doing really, really well. It's very imperative for chaplains to not just assume things, but to ask good questions. And I had the personal privilege to be sent by Chaplain Nguyen down to one of our long-term care facility support teams. And it wasn't going so well for them. So for them to be able to sit and talk to a chaplain and to have an honest conversation about how it was going, the exciting thing about that is that information gets picked up by leadership. They look at the event, they look at how it went, they look at the participation of the individuals, and then we adjust fire as necessarily. And I think that what we've done on top of that, we've activated a chaplain who's currently serving and supporting at Camp Ripley Training Center, and he's receiving in soldiers and airmen. He's doing training for them. He just recently did a death, dying, and grief training with them, because a lot of these soldiers and airmen are coming from their MOSs or their other job specialties, and they're going directly into a long-term care facility, which might not be their skill set. A lot of these airmen and soldiers are not medical personnel. Many are, but many that are supporting that mission aren't. And so the fact that we have chaplains out there checking in with them and making sure that that mission is going well just is a great reminder that we do care for the souls of our airmen and our soldiers.
Chaplain Nguyen, I'm always gratified to hear that the Chaplain's Corps is out there taking care of our soldiers and airmen. But I wonder, in a year like this where you've had over 100 missions, who takes care of the chaplains? You are under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You've asked me that question in the past, Tom, and I relayed how in my first deployment to Iraq in 2007, you've got a lot of energy and hubris coming out of seminary, and I responded to a sergeant major who asked that question. I said, well, sergeant major, the Lord is my shepherd. And while that's true, we are also consumable commodities in our own, well, or our tank of being able to give out. And you can't give what you don't have. And so, for example, I took a personal spiritual retreat about 3 days prior to Thanksgiving. I went, got a hotel room, and I have my own practices of just kind of getting away. We see that in New Testament sacred text about how, Jesus got away and went up to the hills to pray and to spend time with the Lord. And so, as the state chaplain, I'm looking down the pyramid of leadership and checking on those individuals, looking them in the eye. asking them, you know, scale of 1 to 10 questions, how are you doing? And then we're also very aware that this is a season where we have to be up, we have to be on, we have to be ready. And then there's a little bit of a kind of a winter dip up here in the upper Midwest, because we're getting ready for Holy Week and the holy season of Lent and Easter and that celebration. So there is an ebb and a flow and a natural rhythm to it, but it takes honest conversation with one another and keeping that topic coming back up regularly.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back with another one of your chaplains in the next segment. And Chaplain Beckwith, thank you for joining us today, and take good care of our troops, and Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for this opportunity.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. And today's show, we've been celebrating with our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show. And my co-host is Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn, the state chaplain. And Colonel Wynn, as you said in the first segment, I haven't seen you for a while. You haven't been on the show for a few months. And, you know, something happened. You'll probably give me heck for saying it. But you got promoted to full colonel. And congratulations, sir.
Tom, thank you. What an incredible honor. I mean, ask anybody who's known me in my life, especially my younger years, I'm a pretty unlikely candidate. I got to be honest about that.
And another chaplain, when was there to help you with that? Your father.
Yeah, he's a retired lieutenant colonel. He was a field artillery officer. And you know, we last weekend celebrated a great Army victory over Navy. He ended his career as a professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. So we were sure excited about that.
Well, congratulations, sir. We're going to be joined by another one of your chaplain corps. It's Chaplain Major Dan Pulliew, who spent, he's been a military chaplain for 21 years, spent 8 years in the Army side, the Army National Guard, and he spent the last 13 with the 133rd Airlift Wing. And I think the last time we had him on, we established the fact that I just welcomed him back to the air side. So, Chaplain Pulliew, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, it's good to be here. It's I think it's great to make it an annual event. I was here last Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's happy to have you back, and happy to have an airside chaplain with us today. Chaplain will make me pay for that later, but that's okay. I'll say my Our Fathers and my Hail Marys. So, Chaplain Pulliew, can you tell us a little bit about the support available for the families of our deployed troops?
I have had the privilege in the last 2 years of working for the Army. Chaplain Wynn, as a state chaplain, is responsible for our joint efforts, both as Army and Air. And so I've had the privilege of serving two Army units as well as my Air Force responsibilities in the last couple of years. I served when he was deployed and the division, 34th ID was. And then last year I got to the privilege of serving with the ECAB, the Army Aviation Unit out of St. Paul and St. Cloud. And so I got to support people directly who were involved in combat operations, as well as particularly their families at home, and got to be involved with the entire cycle.
Chaplain Pulliew, it sounds like you're the right guy and the right chaplain in the right place. You're equally comfortable on the Army side or the Air side?
Well, I do love them both. The Army has its challenges with some of the geographical distances, but, you know, underneath the uniforms, we're all the same, and we all need to have the same things on the inside, and now even on the outside, the uniforms are becoming very, very similar.
Thank you, sir. Chaplain Wynn, I always look forward to our Chaplain's Holiday Show, but about this time last year, we had a little training accident that took the life of three of our aviators. Can you fill us in a little bit? That was a traumatic experience, and I think the whole state was in shock. And I know that you spent a lot of time helping those families.
Thanks, Dan. Excuse me, Tom, for remembering our fallen aviators. And when I got the call from General Mankey at the time, of course, we had our 34th ECAB was down in Texas training. And when I was told that we had lost an aircraft, you know, my thoughts immediately turned to Fort Hood. And you know, later I came to find out that this was right here in Minnesota. So it was a tragedy beyond our ability to communicate to others, because it's members of our family. Those are our brothers with whom we've deployed. In fact, I was over in Kuwait 2018, 2019 with a couple of those guys. And so the care certainly goes to the family and it goes to the community, but they're brothers and sisters who are dealing with the trauma and the grief and the loss. And that endures far beyond, you know, just the kind of the wearing off of shock and the funeral and the memorials. You know, there are anniversaries that bring those difficult memories back. And so the care continues, and Chaplain Pulliu has done such a fantastic job. And you mentioned it, the right person at the right place and the right time to provide that level of care for the families and the brothers and sisters who are survivors. So I'm tremendously just humbled and grateful that we had Dan Pulliu in that position.
We're speaking to the Minnesota National Guard's Chaplain Corps on our annual Christmas Chaplain Show on Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain Pulliu, we witnessed the support and grief from all over Minnesota and many, many civilians and veterans stood up and asked, how can we help those families? It must have been difficult for all the chaplains that had to deal with the families, but you must have felt really good about all the support from all over Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, it was really humbling to watch the outpouring of care and concern for people from all quarters. And if I was going to describe what we saw inside and outside the National Guard from Minnesota and well beyond Minnesota, it was tragic. It was we saw all kinds of heroics and service. You know, the Air Force has a saying, integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. And I saw that with this with the entire Minnesota National Guard. Just taking care of family, taking care of others, serving in all kinds of ways that was under the radar and that was not seen, because the ramifications of this are still continuing. Even now, we just celebrated or memorialized the one-year anniversary, and people are continuing to take care of each other, as we will have to do into the into the future, as far as we can see. So individuals, leaders, now those who are coming home from deployment are just facing it afresh. It's amazing how people are taking care of each other. I'm just privileged to be a part of it.
Well, Chaplain, I hope we all remember to keep those families in our prayers. And just moving on a little bit, I understand that while you're back here taking care of the families, when we get people back, just such the ECAB just returned 700 soldiers. I understand that the post-deployment training and transition to home life has changed a bit. Can you tell us what you've seen?
Well, yes, they're just getting into it, really. The cycle, in many ways, is going to be more virtual than it's been in the past. I think it's shortened in some ways. I don't know if Chaplain Wynn can add to that some more, but really, when we've been reflecting on it, it's really more of they're stepping into a cycle now, because since we're an operational force, there were days in the past where it was this was the finish line. Right now, if people choose to stay in and serve longer, they're it's not the finish line, but it's a preparation for, okay, what's the next step in life? And if I'm going to continue service, how am I going to do that? So our readiness training, it just really integrates right into that. You know, we offer support beforehand, during and after, and one of those places is with something called the Strong Bonds Program, which helps develop individual in their personal life and their relational life, family life, and now in the last year we've been able to highlight in our financial lives, that's been one of the areas identified that people can use some more help on. Post-deployment training is just part of the way that we just continue this cycle of helping to have people face life well and bounce back from the difficulties, whether they're overseas or at home.
Very good, sir. Chaplain Pulliu, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. It's been a privilege. I appreciate it.
Chaplain Buddy Wynn, we'll be right back with another chaplain from overseas. This is Minnesota's Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we've been having our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show, and my co-host has been Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn. And Colonel Wynn, we've got a special guest today from halfway around the world, and he's one of your chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard Chaplains Corps, and he's currently deployed to the Horn of Africa as chaplain for Task Force Bayonet, comprised mainly of Minnesota's 2 of the 135 Infantry Battalion. And Chaplain Captain Hickory Smith, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio, sir.
Well, thanks so much, Tom. It's good to see you again. Good to be with you again. As I remember last year, coming on and getting to welcome people around Christmas time this great season. So, thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to be able to see you via team and still get the audio for Minnesota Military Radio, but looks like it's at night over there. So what are you up to, about midnight now?
It's getting to be 22, quarter after 22-ish right now. I think we're about 9 hours ahead of you guys, depending on daylight savings and stuff. So that's where we're at with it. I'm a little tired, but we should be good to go.
Well, good, sir. Glad to see you. When we last talked to your task force commander in July, you were preparing to leave, and he had mentioned that you're going to have a rather large task force. How many people are there, and how many of them from the 2 of the 135? And you have some other troops with you, don't you?
We do, Tom. Yes. When we there's just rough numbers here, about 600 of task force bayonet, and then when we left Camp McGregor, New Mexico, in our deployment to come over to Horn of Africa, we had about 900 or just over 900 soldiers in our task force. And then now, just recently, we actually added an active duty company as well. So we're over 1,000 right now. And how we're task force spread out, getting the mission done.
Thank you, sir. With that many troops, you must have some help from some other chaplains.
You know, I feel really fortunate here. We're working on a joint base, and so it's primarily Navy base. So working with Navy, and then have another Army unit ministry team here. And at one of our locations, we also have an Air chaplain with his religious affairs NCO there helping out. So I feel really fortunate in how we cut it up as a team to make sure that all our soldiers and service members are able to get the care and provide that coverage, as we are definitely geographically dispersed in multiple locations and shifting and changing. So,
and Chaplain Wynn, I think we talked about this a couple of years ago when you were deployed. You were over in the Middle East and looked like you kind of look around and see what other chaplains are there and get together and say, okay, how can we take care of all these troops and keep them ready for their missions?
Yeah, there's an absolute necessity for unity, certainly in our tradition of the church, but just with all chaplains, because as we've mentioned both on the air and in our own offline conversations, there's enough hurting people to go around. You have to know each other, know their capabilities, know what their passion is, because you know if I've got someone who's got a passion for a particular need, then that's the individual that I'm going to seek out if I can't tend to the need of a soldier, an airman, a sailor, a marine. So it's love God, love his people, and know your capabilities on your left and right side. That's exactly what Chaplain Smith has done there. His hard work is a validation, the training, the preparation that he put in and that we in our Corps have put together so that when he got there, he could instantly have an impact for good on the mission and on the resilience of the personnel that are serving there together in that joint environment.
And Chaplain Smith, kind of a difficult time of year for the deployed soldiers. We just got through Thanksgiving. We're coming up on Christmas. They're half a world away from their families, kind of a tough time. But it's a time that I think a lot of people probably look to the Chaplain Corps and for help, and how do we get through this?
Indeed, they do. It can definitely be a hard time, and like my family is no exception as well, as we have the ebbs and flows of our life and the stresses, and add other environmental things that happen at home and abroad. And so one of the things I feel really fortunate to be a part of a team, as we, even just on a basic soldier level, as peers taking care of each other, and as the leaders in our task force that do that. And so one of the things to recognize is a lot of anxiety of a lot of shifting and changing and moving. People missing around Christmas time, remembering the tradition and seeing some of the people that aren't in their midst right now. And sometimes the strain of a deployment can cause broken relationships. We have a bunch of our soldiers that have had kids back home during this deployment. And so we try to honor those, the passing, and honor that through some services and through some conversations. But I feel really fortunate to have that our task force chose to bring a behavioral health officer. And we've actually had two that swap out to make sure that we can cover that, so that we can share that load together. And so that's one thing I want to point out. In fact, the one we have right now happens to be Chaplain Polyu's daughter, who's also serving. So it is nice to have her here as well, currently, as she just recently arrived.
We're speaking with Chaplain Hickory Smith from the Horn of Africa on Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain Smith, I understand that you occasionally get to team up with civil affairs and deal with some of the locals over there, orphanage and local village near you?
Yes, that's correct. I feel really fortunate on that front, too, to have that team approach towards stuff, because sometimes we get caught up in our missions and other things, and we start to lose that sense of purpose and want to have something different that keeps it interesting. And so a few of the things we've been able to do is, for instance, go to some of the local villages and even just play with the kids or play soccer or teach them things or take pictures, and the kids love seeing pictures. So there's some basic stuff we can do. Right now we're working with a couple different orphanages, one primarily Caritas Orphanage, that we're starting to make regular visits, and we provide some materials, some donations to that, and a voluntary time that we can kick a ball around, play some ping pong, just spending time with kids. And what that also does is for our soldiers, that they can see that they're making a difference, for one, but also it puts things into perspective, being able to see, you know, that sometimes we have our hardships in life, and we see how they handle the hardships, and yet they can be so happy and positive despite the great difficulties that they have. But yes, I feel really fortunate to have a lot of organizations that not only are looking right now to support Caritas and the orphanage missions, but I got to say, like, the support from back home is amazing. The amount of care packages that we get for our soldiers here and towards the and for orphanages and for the troops has been utterly amazing. I can mention a few: Children's Hospital, the SFRGs. We got Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops. We got Rotary Lions. We got the Yellow Ribbon groups. Chuck Haas has been an absolute force on that front. And so I just really want to give kudos and thankfulness to Minnesota and just the support they provide, and that we're actually able to give it to other soldiers outside of Minnesota. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that stuff. And might I note, to give a plug for that Facebook, so we have 2-1-3-5 Facebook, and you can see some of the things that we have going on there. I'll hand it back over to you, Tom. Sorry, I feel I'm talking a lot.
No, you're doing great, Chaplain. We want to wish you well and all our troops well over in the Horn of Africa. You're about halfway done with your deployment, and we look forward to having you home soon. So take good care of all of our troops, and Merry Christmas, sir.
Thanks so much, Tom. Have a great Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you. Chaplain Wynn, we'll be back in a moment. Are you ready for the big fourth segment?
You know our motto, Tom, always ready.
Yes, sir. I'm getting excited. I'm ready. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been joined today by our co-host, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn, the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, for our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show, which, Chaplain Buddy, something I look forward to every year. We've done this for quite a few years, and I just want to thank you. You went out of your way to make sure that we could talk to several of your chaplains, a couple of them back here taking care of the families, and, of course, Chaplain Smith over taking care of the two of the 135 and the Horn of Africa. Amazing what we can do with the little technology, as long as Sergeant Ben's here to help us, sir.
Isn't that amazing? And Tom, you know, there's a lot of people that you could ask to be on the show. The fact that you, you know, prioritize the presence of chaplains speaks not only to the importance of our mission, but, you know, how much you value the role of the chaplain and the role of faith in your own life, as you and I have talked about so much. And that's something that I hope to be able to expand on here in this next segment.
Sir, I think we've mentioned it before, but there was a general at one time that said the motor pool takes care of the equipment and my chaplains take care of my troops. And I think chaplains making sure the troops are ready to go is maybe more important.
Well, right, because without the people to do it, the equipment isn't worth a whole lot. We maintain the soldier, and, you know, we've got great and talented people to maintain the equipment, but it's all a team effort. So, you know, Tom, on behalf of General Mankey and the Minnesota National Guard, as well as the Chaplain Corps of the Army National Guard, the Air National Guard, I want to extend, along with Master Sergeant Brad Novacek, who's my Chief Religious Affairs NCO, extend our appreciation for the work of our soldiers and airmen and the support of our families and communities in a year that's been like no other. We've never seen the kind of demands on our force, or particularly in the chaplaincy, as we have in the last 12 months. And as we talked about earlier, going back to last December, we had a fatal aviation mishap. We had a UH-60 Black Hawk crash. And the threefold mission of the chaplaincy is to nurture the living, to care for the wounded, and to honor the fallen. So together, let's take just a couple of moments as a group of all of us on this call, as well as those who are listening on the radio, to remember Sergeant Court Plattenberg, Chief Warrant Officer 2 James Rogers Jr., and Chief Warrant Officer 2 Charles Nord, who were killed on December 5th, 2019, when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed while on a routine test flight. Thank you. We pray that their memory will always be a blessing. I would say in the chaplaincy that our response to the demands of this year have really validated the hard work and the sacrifice, the training and the preparedness, the readiness level of each member of our team. So I'm tremendously proud, you know, honored by the continued service of every member of our team. And I'm really humbled, along with Sergeant Novacek, to provide what we provide, which is guidance and support and resources so that they can carry out that religious support mission. And we're turning this week to our Christmas celebrations. We're looking ahead to 2021, and I'm not alone in saying that we're grateful to see this calendar year behind us. I believe that the observance of New Year's is significant, but what really changes from December 31st to January 1st? I think what's important is that it's the foundation of our spiritual core that buoys us in turbulent waters. I listened to a talk last week by Dr. Lisa Miller of Columbia University. Just an absolutely fantastic, you know, it could have been a TED talk in its own right. But her research has led us to understand that if the spiritual core of a person is supported by a mentor or a leader, you know, a family member, maybe a peer, or even member of the clergy, that there's nothing as profoundly protective against depression, addiction, risk-taking, and even suicidality. And these are all issues that we deal with, not only in our nation, in the state of Minnesota, but as a microcosm of our state in the National Guard, we deal with these issues in our soldiers and airmen and their families. And so in an effort to care for them, we educate ourselves. A strong spiritual core is more protective against those leading forms of what we'd call inner suffering than anything known in the clinical or social sciences. That's remarkable. And this is so much so, in fact, that someone who turns to their spirituality for guidance and someone who considers it highly important is 80% less likely to engage in substance abuse and misuse. this person would be 60% less likely to experience a major depressive episode. That's what the studies have shown. 70% less likely to engage in high-risk behaviors and 62% less likely to take their life. So what's the takeaway from that? A strong spiritual core is essential to health and thriving, and it's an essential source of hope in our lives. So this underscores the importance of and the need for the chaplaincy as it relates to the personal pastoral presence that we provide. Now, chaplains, we're not combatants. We don't go to the front lines with our weapons, but we go as far forward as we can, whether, you know, engaged with the enemy or going to see somebody in maybe a routine deployment, if you will. I don't know if there's any such thing, but when you're in Kuwait, go find the people that work in the dining facility, the unglamorous jobs. Find the people who have it the hardest and spend time with them. That's where we really make an impact on soldiers. And through that, we open doors of trust that'll enable us to provide care for soldiers in the future. So I want you to remember this for yourself and your family. You know, if the aircraft is going down, what do? We put the oxygen mask on us first. And in the next few weeks, keep this in mind as you participate in observances and holidays. And as leaders, we consider how this affects that crucial demographic of young men and women in our formation. So be encouraged. Though our challenges will still be with us, Scripture reminds us that not only are we to mark the times and seasons of life, but that God's mercies are new every morning. And so, Tom, I'd like to close, if I could, with a word of prayer. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, you have called us, your people, to a mission for which we cannot see the ending, by paths that we haven't yet walked, through dangers that are currently unknown. I ask, Father, that you give us faith to go out courageously, not knowing where we go, but we're confident that your hand is leading us and that your love is supporting us. And for our listeners, I encourage you to draw strength through your faith to endure in the new year. And may God, Emmanuel, bless you abundantly in spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Very good, Chaplain. I always love to hear you and your thoughts and your when you start praying for us. It makes me feel good. And I'd like to thank you for joining us again this year for our annual Chaplain's Christmas show. And, sir, Merry Christmas, and let's hope for a really, really happy new year in 2021.
Prophesy, Tom. Merry Christmas to you and to all of our listeners and those that continue to support our soldiers and airmen, and especially to them and their families. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. That was Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn, the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard. Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Tim Leonhardt. Tim, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio, and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Tom, and thank you for letting us join you every month.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on. You and your riders are out there doing a great job. All the missions you go on and all of those things. We just got done with our annual Chaplain's Christmas show. And one of the fun things to talk about is when we deploy troops, other than the pandemic year, your Minnesota Patriot Guard riders go on missions to say goodbye and to welcome them home. Those are the most fun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. The welcome homes are the greatest. Get to see all those families come joining together again, and we're standing there, and sometimes we get to help, and it's just there's a reason we do wear sunglasses, and it's not because it's sunny all the time.
I understand.
We don't want you to see our red eyes.
Tim, can we quickly go through the process if a family loses
a
veteran, a loved one? How do they reach out to the Minnesota Patriot Guard to request your presence?
On our webpage at mnpatriotguard.org, on the left side, there's a request the Patriot Guard. And you got to remember that we do not show up unless we're invited. So we need that invite. Once we get that invite, it'll go through our missions committee group, and they will assign it to the ride captain of wherever that mission is going to be. And then that ride captain will contact the family. And he will get all the information that he needs and what the family's wishes are. And then we'll send out an email to everybody in that sector to come to that funeral or the welcome home or the deployment or whatever it is. And it goes out to everybody that's in the Patriot Guard in that area. And then it will go out on a newsletter every week to the whole state, so anybody that wants to go there can. But the most important thing is we need to be invited. We just don't show up, and it has to be an invite from the immediate family or the funeral directors.
Or the so your website, captains, once again,
you know,
Tim?
It has to be, is mnpatriotguard.org.
So they just go right on there, and they can put in a request,
yep.
and you send a note out to all yep. the writers, and you really never know how many show up, but they always do.
No, they always do. They always do. It surprises me. I had a mission request one time that was for, it basically gave me 10 hours to get the group together. I sent out an email that night, and in the morning I rode my motorcycle over to the funeral home, and as I was driving around, the whole funeral home was surrounded by Patriot Guard. I told them that the only person I could expect was me. And here there was 30, 40 people there already.
And it's all about your motto, isn't it?
It's honor, dignity, and respect.
Very good, sir.
And it's an honor for us to be doing this.
And we're about out of time for today, Tim, so I want to wish you and all your Patriot Guard riders a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year next year, 2021.
Yep, we will. And thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Thank you, sir. That was Tim Leonhardt from the Flag Line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Chaplain Major Keith Beckwith, Chaplain Major Dave Puglio, Chaplain Captain Hickory Smith, all the way from the Horn of Africa, our co-host, Chaplain Colonel Buddy Wynn, Tim Leonhardt from the Flag Line of the Patriot Guard, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we look back at 2020 and forward to 2021 with the Minnesota National Guard and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.